Well, hello, my friends, and welcome to Hope for Your Heart. This is Pastor Calvin Corbett with Hickory Ridge Community Church. Hope that your week is getting off so well on this Tuesday. And we are so thankful for just another day to give you God's Word, another day to share what God is doing and how God is working. You know, God is always up to something. He is always at work. He never gets tired. He never slumbers. He never sleeps. And he's always up to something. And it's usually always something good, right? God has given us so many good things in life. And the Bible is very clear that every good and every perfect gift comes from the Father above. Well, on this Tuesday broadcast, I want to do something a little bit different. And as you know, if you're a longtime listener, we have different people that will come in from time to time and record a broadcast with me. And today I'm happy to announce that I have a dear friend with me, and Mr. Don Bradford is here today. And Don is an amazing guy. He served in the United States Navy for over 20 years. He was a school teacher here in the city of Chesapeake. And he's just got a powerful, powerful testimony of how God has used him. And we don't have time to hear his whole life story. But we are going to hear something that is very important. We're doing a series on generosity in our church, and we're doing a series on not only giving of your resources, but also of your time and the talents that God has given you. And so Don has an exciting testimony of how God taught him some things when it comes to this matter of giving, more specifically when it comes to this matter of tithing. So I've asked Don to come in, and he is going to share his testimony of how God used this area of tithing in his life to really make him more like Christ. And so, Don, thank you for being here with us today for the broadcast. And we are so excited to have you and your wife, Diane, part of our church. Toward the end of the broadcast, we're going to talk about a ministry that they are involved in our church, and we're going to invite you to be part of this ministry as well. But before we get there, let's hear this testimony from Don Bradford on what God taught him about tithing.
Thank you, Pastor Calvin. I have to be honest with you. I never imagined that I would be standing and telling anyone about tithing. I guess every story has a beginning, so that's where I'll start. My grandfather Abbott grew up as a staunch practicing Mormon. However, prior to my birth, all of that changed. But I do remember my mom vividly telling me stories about his meals that he provided the missionaries every Wednesday evening, the generous portions that he provided. But then something happened. He was excommunicated from the Mormon church. Because he was tithing on his net pay vice his gross pay. He tried to reason with the bishop, but the bishop disagreed with him. He said that, you know, I'm providing these meals that by far compensates more than anything that would be perceived as missing. Bishop disagreed. My grandfather left the church and never returned. Unfortunately, he never returned to any church. That's my earliest memory of tithing. In 1973, Caw, we called him Caw because that's what his initials were, on Tuesday nights he had Bible studies, and he just felt like, hey, if you're on the ship, you're coming to my Bible study. So I did, and that was when I actually accepted the Lord as my Savior and proceeded to start attending church regularly. In 1975, second-class petty officer, got stationed in St. Joseph, Missouri. All of a sudden, I had rent. I wasn't living with mom or on a ship. I had utilities, car payments, insurance, you know, all that grown-up stuff. But I thought, okay, you know, I'm here. I'm on my own. I started going to the church a couple blocks up the street. It was a small Baptist church, and I enjoyed the sermons. I enjoyed the fellowship. I even played on the softball team. We did win one game out of our eight, and no, we did not make the playoffs, but I was enjoying it. And then the announcement came in fall, and they said that they were going to change the tithe to 15%. Now, I had struggled. I had made up my mind I was going to tithe. I was doing the 10%. There was a couple times I had to wait till the following payday to make up the difference, but I was tithing. 15%, I couldn't do it, but I had decided I'd continue with my 10%. And then one day, from the pulpit, it was said that little Christians are tithing 10%, but the big Christians are tithing 15%. I was hurt, I was confused, and I left the church, thinking that I would never give another dime to any church. Well, for several years, I attended different churches of different faiths, but I was avoiding the Baptist and Mormon churches out of desire not to be there. Well, I did not contribute to any of the offering plates. In 1992, I was preparing to retire from the Navy, and my wife and I were invited to attend a Christian church here locally. And now, in the words of Paul Harvey, let me tell you the rest of that story. We just attended 3 weeks in a row, and we're loving the worship, friendliness, and messages. It was a Sunday afternoon. I was watching my beloved Kansas City Royals on TV when the phone rang. Is this Don? The caller asked. Yes, it is. Hi, well, this is Pastor Randy, and I just wanted to talk and let you know and introduce myself. We talked for a while, and then he asked me if I had any questions or concerns that he could answer. So I asked, where does the church stand on this tithing stuff? His answer was something like this. We believe that people who tithe are very blessed. I have been the pastor here for 10 years, and I've never been asked to preach on money. Several of our elders will talk about the blessings of giving during their remarks. A couple weeks later, prior to taking up the offering, the speaker mentioned Malachi 3:10. Bring the full tithe into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. Test me in this, says the Lord of hosts. See if I will not open the windows of heaven and pour out for you a blessing. I thought about that comment all afternoon. God said, test me. That evening, I broke out the ledger pad, calculator, and went to work. After a couple of hours, I told my wife that we needed to start tithing. We would have $11.87 left over each pay period. She simply said, okay. So that next Sunday morning, we started tithing. Let me tell you, to this day, God has never, never asked me to get into that $11.87. But Pastor Calvin, here's where I was so totally wrong. I was limiting our God to finances. He is much, much greater than that. I have been blessed by the birth of my son, a new wife with a bonus son and two bonus daughters, a great church family, good friends, jobs, health, love, and opportunities to serve. The blessings never cease. I encourage you, listeners, to read to Malachi 3:10. Ponder its meaning. Pray about its application in your life. I encourage you to test God. He keeps his word.
Wow, what a powerful testimony. Thank you, Don, for sharing that. And you know, the Bible says a lot about giving. And the Bible says that we're to give generously because the Lord loves a cheerful giver. We also learn that as we give, God gives back to us. Given, it shall be given unto you. And in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, it talks about the fact that we should not give under compulsion. And I think everyone has to decide in their own heart. Now, I think the 10% is a good place to start, and I think that that's a good guide. And as you mentioned in Malachi 3:10, we are told there that you can test God in this one. And we always like to test God in other areas, but God says, I'll tell you what, here's one area without a shadow of a doubt that you can test me in, and that is in the matter of giving. I want to transition a little bit over to the Joy Ministry. And I'm so excited about this new ministry. And we had the opportunity yesterday to put some care packages together, I guess you could say. And we're going to be giving those out to people who are in need. But this is an unbelievable ministry. Joy Ministry, J-O-Y, stands for Just Older Youth. And this particular ministry is set up for those who are 55 years old and older. Now, the reason it is 55, and I did this for a selfish reason because I just turned 55, and I want to be part of this ministry, okay? But they do outreach events, they do activities together, and in the future, they will have a small group together. But it's just amazing how God has sent to our church Don and Diane. They are just an amazing couple. They both have a unique story of how they came to Christ and what God has done in their lives and how God has used them. And so, Don, and if you could just tell us a little bit about the Joy Ministry and how our broadcast listeners can be involved in this ministry, and tell us a little bit about what Joy is all about.
I would love to. First of all, the Joy Ministry is designed to offer fellowship, inspiration to live well, and opportunities to serve. When we first discussed this with you, Pastor Calvin, that we would be happy to serve in this ministry, We never imagined 2020 being like it has turned out to be. We have all been navigating through it the best we can, and some of us have even felt life was on hold a bit. If you were able to attend the first official Joy event earlier in the summer, you know that we believe that our loving Father wants us to have a feast of joy. He has so many good works prepared for us to do, Ephesians 2:10. What a high calling he has given us to be his ambassadors. When we gather in his name, he is with us, and his presence is fullness of joy. Our first newsletter opened with our church themes verse, "May the God of hope fill you with joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit." We just love our theme verse, don't you? Since that time to get together, we met at Northwest River Park for a picnic and fellowship. Everyone brought their own picnic lunch. We played cornhole, ladders, and visited with each other on a beautiful summer day. It was very nice. We had a gardening event at Union Missions, but it was rained out. So we met at Cracker Barrel for good eats and fellowships. And thank you, Pastor Calvin, for picking up the check.
Oh, you're welcome.
We held a baby shower for the Crisis Pregnancy Center of Tidewater underneath the pavilion at church. The generosity and love of the Hickory Ridge Community Church members was in full evidence in the amount of diapers, baby bathtubs, and other baby items we were able to deliver to the CPC. We were especially blessed to deliver a box full of knitted baby outfits. We enjoyed games and refreshments and heard from two CPC volunteers on the importance of their mission and the gratitude they have for their prayers and donations. Just yesterday, as you mentioned, we met at Great Bridge Locks Park and packed bags for the Union Mission to hand out to first-time clients. A good time of service and fellowship. And we have some future events planned. October 18th, we're going to meet down at the Dismal Swamp for Bring Your Own Picnic and hike. The 12th of November, we're going to do Shop for the Cupboards for Christ to help feed. On November the 21st, we're going to slice and weigh hams for our Thanksgiving dinner distribution. On the 6th of December, we're going to do a birthday party for Jesus, bringing gifts to the Union Mission or another charitable organization. And then we're going to shop on the 10th for the Angel Tree that we're sponsoring this year at Hickory Ridge. And we would love for you to join us in our home for study, prayer, and encouragement at 10 a.m. on Thursdays, that we do not have other joy activities. The book is It's Never Too Late, Encouraging Faith in Your Adult Child by Rob Renau. The applications are for anyone in your life that you hope will love God with all their hearts, put their full faith in Jesus for the present and their future, and arrive safely home together with us in heaven. This study will begin probably in January of next year. We would love for you to join us for any of these events. They're listed on the Hickory Ridge Community Church events site, and we would love to see you. And if you want, give the church a call, and I'll get in contact with you.
All right. That sounds like that's an exciting ministry, Joy Ministry, just older youth. And I'm so excited about all the activities that they're doing. And one of the things that I'm so pleased to tell you about with Hickory Ridge Community Church is that we are a church that is constantly reaching out into the community. We look for opportunities to be a blessing to our community. As a matter of fact, right now, with this coronavirus that we are all experiencing and fighting, we are doing an event with our kids. The kids, many of them have to do virtual learning, most of them, and I know they're slowly going back to school. But in this interim time, we have opened up our church through our academy, and we have kids that come every day, and they are learning. They're doing their virtual learning there right at the church, and we have teachers that are helping them navigate through that time. If you're interested in learning more about this opportunity, there's various options, because we know some schools are going back like 2 days a week and 3 days a week, and they rotate, and the schedule changes from week to week. Well, we want you to know that we can work with you. We know that some schools are doing Tuesday, Thursday. Some are doing Monday, Wednesday. We can work with you, and we work out a fee that is not that expensive, so that you can go to work and you can be confident that your child will be well taken care of. They'll be safe. They will be in an environment that is following the guidelines to keep them from getting the coronavirus. And more importantly, it's a Christ-centered environment. One of the things that we've added to the curriculum is the Gospel Project. We do the Gospel Project for kids. And what that is these kids are going to learn God's Word, and we're going to be teaching it to them on their level because we realize that we might be the only Jesus that these kids see. And so what an opportunity that is. So if you're interested in that, please call the church at 757-421-7500. You can ask for my wife, Sherry Corbett, or you can ask for Jennifer Russell. And both of those ladies will help you. Even if you have younger children, we have an early learning center that takes babies 6 weeks old and older. So we go from 6 weeks up to K-5 in our school, and then we're doing up through sixth grade, and we have a few in beyond sixth grade, but as far as the virtual learning, up through sixth grade. So please give us a call if you're interested in that. And again, the number is 757-421-7500, Hickory Ridge Community Church. We are at 3320 Battlefield Boulevard South in Chesapeake, Virginia. Now, if you're interested in the Joy Ministry, if you happen to be 55 or older, or if you are married to somebody who is 55 or older, I bring my wife into the Joy Ministry because she gets to ride on my coattails because she's 3 years younger than I am. So she's younger, too young to be in the Joy Ministry, but she comes in because of the old man. And so we're so glad to announce that. I also want to let you know that we have an opportunity for you this Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is going to be here before you know it, just a matter of weeks. And so every year we do an outreach event for Thanksgiving. Usually we rent Hickory High School and we'll have 700 people or so come that we give a free meal. Unfortunately, because of the coronavirus, we've had to make a change in our plans. And Don alluded to that a few minutes ago because the Joy Ministry is part of putting these baskets together. So what we're doing on the Sunday afternoon before Thanksgiving, November 22nd, we are inviting you to come to our church. You don't have to get out of your car. You just pull into our parking lot. And as you get into line, we will have food ready for you in the basket. Now, some of it you'll have to prepare. Some of it will be already ready. Like the ham will be ready to go. You just have to heat that up. But you will come through, and we will give you a basket filled with food, enough to feed four people. So if you've got eight people in your family, you can go through the line twice, okay? But we want to make sure that you are taken care of this Thanksgiving season, and this is totally free. As a matter of fact, we will not take any money from you for this. We are doing this because God has tremendously blessed us. And this is our way every year of saying, you know what? Thank you, City of Chesapeake. Thank you, Greater Hampton Roads community, for really being part of our church. You know, if a community doesn't support a church and doesn't participate and become part of a church, the church cannot do its mission. The church cannot carry out its mission to share the gospel. The church cannot carry out its mission to make disciples. The church cannot carry out its mission to worship together. The church cannot serve the community if the community is not part of the church. So we are very much a local church community. Our people live in the Chesapeake area. We do have a few people that drive down from Norfolk and a few from Virginia Beach and Suffolk. But I would say the majority of our congregation lives in Chesapeake or the mega metropolis of Moyoc. And I know that our listeners who happen to live in Moyoc have to listen to us online because the broadcast signal doesn't go down that far. But we are so excited about what God is doing in our church and how we are giving this opportunity to reach people. And so even during this coronavirus, I was telling our church at our State of the Union address that we never missed one Sunday. We went from having worship inside to doing drive-in church. And we are continuing to do drive-in church. And so if you feel a little bit uncomfortable about going into a public place, why don't you come and worship with us this Sunday at 9 o'clock, drive-in church. You just pull into the back parking lot, and our parking lot attendants will help you get in there okay, and they'll make sure that you are guided in there well, and you just listen. We will have our worship team out there. We'll have the message over the loudspeakers, and you'll be able to hear it just fine. Now, if you do feel comfortable coming inside for worship, our 10:30 service is inside, and we have in our 10:30 service a children's church, and we have a youth Sunday school class at that time. We have a nursery and a preschool, and lots of opportunities for you at the 10:30 service if that is where you feel comfortable. And we even have an overflow area for our 10:30 service that if it's too crowded in the worship center, you can go out into the Family Life Center, and we have these big screens that you can watch the service out there. And we would love to have you come, and I'd love to have you part of the Hickory Ridge family. Well, Don, thank you so much for sharing with us today. In the closing moments of our time together, we only have just a few seconds, I guess, to go. We got a couple minutes to go. Could you briefly tell us about your salvation experience? What happened when you got saved? You mentioned that a little bit in your testimony about giving, but let's dive deeper into that, how you came to the Lord and what God has done for you and through you since your salvation experience.
Well, I hadn't thought about it a whole lot other than I grew up with a Mormon mother and a Baptist father. Mm-hmm. Neither one of them very much practicing their faith then. But periodically, my grandmother Bradford would come get my brothers and I and take us to the Baptist church. Mm-hmm. We did the Royal Ambassadors youth group thing, and the three oldest were baptized. We moved out of St. Joseph, and so we didn't go to church with Grandmother Bradford. We didn't go to church anywhere at that point. A couple times we visited the Mormon church with my mom. But there was no practicing of our faith, of our new baptisms, and we all drifted away. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, two of my brothers are still drifting away, and I pray for their salvation every day. I had mentioned Caw, that's his initials, Clark Allen Whitmer, and he was a quartermaster, and he had gotten caught up in what was called the Jesus Freak movement in the early 70s. And on Tuesday nights, he came around, and if you were on the ship, you were going to his Bible study. Now, I can't tell you, Calvin, why we all did, but we all did. During his study and stuff, I realized that part of my life was missing. Mm-hmm. So one night, I prayed the prayer of confession of my sins, accepting Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I haven't looked back.
Amen.
Started going to church services on Sunday morning on the ship or on the base, depending on where we were. And then I, got stationed in St. Joseph, Missouri, and that's when I had to pay bills and all that stuff. But I did start tithing, and that kind of started that story. When I got out of the Navy, we affiliated with a local Christian church, and I attended there for 25 years. I had the privilege of being a deacon, a Sunday school teacher, and all of it was wonderful. Then I lost my first wife to cancer. And going to the church, even though they were as loving as they could be, hurt. So I went to a different church for a while. God brought Diane and I together. And then through Pastor Friday, we ended up here in Hickory Ridge. And we now have a church home that we love. And I have a new marriage that I love. But I grew up, as I say, Baptist Mormon, so I was confused. And then Clark Allen Whitmer changed all that.
Wow, what a great testimony. And to all of our men and women who are serving in the armed forces, God bless you and thank you for serving our nation. And we so appreciate your sacrifice for our country. But as Don has shared, you can find a relationship with Christ in the military. And I'm so thankful for the chaplains that are serving in our military. And not only that, but the enlisted men, the officers who give Bible studies while they're on a ship. And I remember years ago, we had a friend of ours that was on the Truman, and he did a Tuesday evening Bible study when he was on a Truman, and he would take the Sunday school lessons that we were teaching on Sunday, and I would send them to him, and he would teach them. And just an amazing outreach event. I think there's over 5,000 people on the Truman, and what a great opportunity that is to share the gospel. Well, Don, thank you so much for being with us today. What an opportunity you have been given with the Joy Ministry, and I'm so happy to hear your testimony. So thankful for you and Diane. Maybe we'll have you come back and tell us the story of how you and Diane got together, because I know that's a fascinating story, and how God brought the two of you together. Now you're serving God together as husband and wife, and you are such a blessing to the Hickory Ridge family, and we are so glad that God has sent you our way. And I hope that you're in good health, because we're going to keep working you, and we're going to keep using you in the Joy Ministry and other ministries in our congregation, and you're going to be serving as a deacon starting in the new year, and you are such a blessing to our congregation. So I'm going to close our broadcast today with just a quick prayer for those of our listeners and then our ministries within our church. And so, Father God, we just close this time together. We thank you for the great testimony that we have heard today through our brother Don, John and how you have used him and how you've taught some things to him about giving. I thank you for revealing yourself to him. I thank you for bringing him and Diane together, and I thank you for the blessing they are to our congregation, and they are such an encouragement. So I pray today for them. I pray for our listeners that they'll be safe as they're driving up the highway. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, as we close out the broadcast today, I want to ask you to do something. And I don't usually do this, but I want to ask you to consider being involved in Hope for Your Heart ministry. You know, this broadcast is a ministry of Hickory Ridge Community Church, and we gladly do this broadcast ministry, but it costs time to be on the broadcast. It costs time and money to produce this. And so if you would like to be part of this ministry by giving a small financial gift, I'd encourage you to write a check to Hickory Ridge Community Church, and then you can mail it to us at 3320 Battlefield Boulevard South, Chesapeake, Virginia, 23322. Or if you'd like to give online, you can go to hrcc7.org. And when you go on there, just hit the giving tab and you can give toward this ministry. And I thank you so much in advance for your financial support of this ministry. If it's a blessing to you, we hope that we can continue on with this broadcast. Thank you in advance for being so faithful and generous. God bless you.